知情如旅。Listen and share.
Devil's Point.恶魔的夹角牛。Whatever it was, couldn't be seen.The effect of its movement on the environment could be seen as well as heard. On a couple of its passes, we allowed it to get within about 5 feet of us before we fired. This occurred like clockwork about every half hour until sunrise. To this day, I am baffled. We have told several people about this, but to really know what it was like, you had to be there.We didn't go to sleep that night, and we never went back again either. My uncle and I have talked of this very often. Between the two of us and to a few people we have told, this spot on the river has gotten the title Devil's Point. I wish I knew what it was. The only thing we say about it is that we are very glad we had a gun with us. And we always wonderWhat would have happened if we would have just sat there and done nothing?
We 们无法看到那究竟是什么东西，但它的周围移动造成的影响，我们却既能看到又能听到。有几次，我们直到它离我们只有5英尺的时候才开枪。就像上了发条似的，这种声音每半个小时响，一直持续到天亮。直到今天，我还是很困惑。我们和好多人都说过这件事，但要想真正了解实际情形，你就必须得亲自到那儿。我们那晚没有睡觉，从此也没有再到过那儿。我和叔叔经常说起这件事，我俩和几个知道这件事的人给这个地方起了个名字，恶魔的夹角。我希望能知道那究竟是什么东西。我们很庆幸当时带了枪。我们一直在想，如果当时我俩只是坐在那儿什么都不干，将会发生什么事情。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Whatever it was couldn't be seen.
我们无法看到那究竟是什么东西。
The effect of its movement on the environment could be seen as well as heard.
但它的周围移动造成的影响，我们却既能看到又能听到。
On a couple of its passes, we allowed it to get within about 5 feet of us before we fired.
有几次，我们直到它离我们只有5英尺的时候才开枪。
This occurred like clockwork about every half hour until sunrise. 就像上了发条似的，这种声音每半个小时响，一直持续到天亮。To this day, I am baffled. 直到今天，我还是很困惑。We have told several people about this, but to really know what it was like, you had to be there.
我们和好多人都说过这件事，但要想真正了解实际情形，你就必须得亲自到那儿。
We didn't go to sleep that night, and we never went back again either. 我们那晚没有睡觉，从此也没有再到过那儿。My uncle and I have talked of this very often. 我和叔叔经常说起这件事。Between the two of us and to a few people we have told, this spot on the river has gotten the title Devil's Point.
我俩和几个知道这件事的人给这个地方起了个名字，恶魔的夹角。
I wish I knew what it was. 我希望能知道那究竟是什么东西。The only thing we say about it is that we are very glad we had a gun with us.
我们很庆幸当时带了枪。And we always wondered what would have happened if we would have just sat there and done nothing. 我们一直在想，如果当时我俩只是坐在那什么都不干，将会发生什么事情。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
A couple of, couple 指的是夫妻或者一对。比如说 ,the couple were married last week.
这一对夫妇是上星期结的婚。但这里 ,a couple of 只是表示几个。例如
,I have a couple of things to do.
我有几件事要做。
A couple of days, 两三天。
Occur, 这是一个动词。意思是发生，相当于 happen, take place.
比如说 ,earthquakes occur frequently in this area.
这一地区经常发生地震。
Occur 有一个很常见的词组 occur to, 表示想到。
大家要注意这个词组的主语通常都是计划、想法之类的。
比如说 ,all of a sudden, an excellent idea occurred to me.
突然之间我想到了一个绝妙的计划。
当然我们也可以这么说 It didn't occur to him that she would refuse this invitation.
他没有想到他会拒绝他的邀请。我们再来看两个和 occur 在词性上很接近的词语。
Conquer,
意思是同时发生。
比如说 ,wealth and happiness do not always conquer.
财富与幸福并非总是并存的。
另一个是 recur,
表示往事重新浮现。和 occur 一样，这个词也是与 to 连用的。来看一个例子
,old memories often recur to him.
往事常常重新浮现在他的心头。
Every, 每，例如 ,receive an injection every 3 days,
每三天打一针。
注意 ,every 也可以表示每隔。
比如 ,she visits her parents every few days.他每隔几天看望他父母一次。
Every other 是一个固定搭配，
可以表示每隔一怎么。
比如说，他每隔一星期去看一次姑妈。
Title 名字，
比如说 ,The title of the book is Pride and Prejudice.
这本书的名字是傲慢与偏见。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Whatever it was couldn't be seen. The effect of its movement on the environment could be seen as well as heard. On a couple of its passes, we allowed it to get within about 5 feet of us before we fired. This occurred like clockwork about every half hour until sunrise. To this day, I am baffled. We have told several people about this, but to really know what it was like you,had to be there. We didn't go to sleep that night, and we never went back again either. My uncle and I have talked of this very often. Between the two of us and to a few people we have told, this spot on the river has gotten the title Devil's Point. I wish I knew what it was. The only thing we say about it is that we are very glad we had a gun with us.And we always wondered what would have happened if we would have just sat there and done nothing.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。